Welcome to show number 9 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by NorCalSportsShop.com. What is up, people? Thanks for tuning in to another show of the Sports Card Show. We've got a pretty jam-packed show today, as I think I say that every week, and it may not be true, it may be true, who knows, but I'm just kicking back, watching a little preseason football. Those of you that are big-time football fans know that the preseason, it kicked off about a couple days ago when they had the Hall of Fame game, but now all the teams are going to start playing, and you'll see every team play from today until Monday, and I'm really looking forward to Monday night when the Bengals play the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau. There's going to be a lot of attention on that game from the Green Bay side. Everybody wants to see Aaron Rodgers. They want to see how he's looking because, as you know by now, Mr. Favre is on his way out, and it's now Aaron Rodgers' team. And so I'm really excited. I'm excited to see how the Bengals match up against a really good team, at least in the first couple quarters. And then I always watch the rest of the game because you see a lot of these players that you may not see a lot during the year, or maybe you will see them a lot during the year, and it'll be because they make some really big plays and they play well in the preseason. So I'm going to check out some of the preseason games. I'm watching the Jets, or excuse me, I'm watching the Giants and the Lions right now on the NFL Network. So just checking them out and seeing how teams look. It's always fun watching a little bit of football. I always watch the preseason, so I'm enjoying that. We've got a little bit of news today. Obviously, as I mentioned, and I don't need to beat this over the head, but as you know by now, Brett Favre got traded to the Jets, and you know, who knows how it's going to work out for both teams. I'm sure if you're a Packers fan, it probably was, you know, I remember back when I was probably only, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old when the Niners traded Joe Montana. And I think I've told this story before, but I was really devastated when the Niners traded Joe Montana, and I never was a Niner fan again after that. I still respect the team and root for them a little bit because they're in this area, and you know, I do have a business down here, and there are a lot of Niner fans, and I would benefit if the Niners were a little bit better, the Niners and the Raiders, actually. But their time will come at some point, and you know, who knows what's going to happen with the Packers season, and who knows what's going to happen with the Jets season. Football season is always crazy, and everybody likes to make their predictions either at the beginning of the year or halfway through or even when the playoffs start. But I guarantee you, at no point last year, unless you were just a crazy diehard or a crazy psychic, you would not have predicted the New York Giants winning the Super Bowl. Even at the start of the playoffs, nobody had the Giants even in the Super Bowl, let alone winning it, and they ended up doing that. So that's why I think with football season, it's you got to be like the old cliche. You've got to take it day to day, week to week, one game at a time. You know, you can't really, you know, the Patriots obviously looked like the best team last year, and maybe they were the best team, but you know, they didn't get the job done when the big lights were on and it was in the big game. And then, you know, I can talk a little bit about a team that I watched, obviously the Bengals. You know, I know that the Bengals had a pretty bad season last year and they didn't play that great. You know, obviously they weren't one of the worst teams in the NFL, but I think people expected a lot more from them. But there were a lot of things that didn't go the Bengals' way. A lot of breaks in games, penalties and turnovers, untimely interceptions and fumbles and things like that that happened. And maybe a big play like in a return game and things like that just didn't go their way. And who knows, you know, I think there's a lot of teams this year that could be like the Giants that could just either have a decent year, come out smoking hot and make the playoffs and maybe make a run at the Super Bowl when everybody thinks the Patriots or the Colts or the Steelers are going to win it every year. May not be the case. And we'll see how the Jets do. I'm really looking forward to kind of following both those teams and kind of seeing what happens with that train wreck. But, you know, in terms of Brett Favre cards, I know we talked about this on an earlier show, but that first card with him pictured either holding up that jersey in that press conference, or if they are able to snap a few photos here in his first training camp or his first preseason game, those cards are going to be really hot right in the beginning. And I want to caution you, if you are a Brett Favre fan or if you plan on picking up some of these cards, I'd really, really strongly consider waiting at least a couple weeks or a month while there's some more cards that get put out on the market. Because I can flash back to, you know, again, we mentioned on our previous show, but you can flash back the first Michael Jordan cards in a Wizards uniform, the first Shaq cards in a Laker uniforms. And even just a couple years ago, or maybe about 2 years ago, there was that Derek Jeter with Mickey Mantle and George Bush, like, hologrammed in the background or whatever. And I remember that card was selling for, like, 70 or 80 bucks, you know, every pop on eBay, and there were hundreds of them on there. Then once everybody figured out you could buy a box for about 75, 80 bucks and actually pull that card, people stopped paying a lot of money for that card. And I think that card's now in the book. It's probably about a $10 or $12 card, but you can probably have it for less than $5 on eBay and places like that. So you want to keep that in mind with Brett Favre. I can imagine his very first just base cards in a Jet uniform are going to sell for well over $10, maybe over $20. But if you just wait a couple weeks, you're going to have that exact same card. You might be able to even pick up a lot of five or six of them for the same price. So you want to be careful of that. Now, things like his first autograph card in a Jets uniform, and even later in the season, his first game used uniform in a Jets uniform. Now, it's going to be tough because the Jets and Green Bay are similar colors. They both have green as a base color. So it's going to actually be kind of tough, and I'm sure the manufacturers will, you know, they're going to put Brett Favre on the cover in a Jets uniform, but the piece is going to be from a Green Bay uniform because they have some left over and stuff like that. So you want to keep that in mind. You know, the very first game-worn Brett Favre jerseys. Now, I know these companies are really fast on the ball, and they put out jersey cards pretty quick, but I wouldn't imagine seeing it. Obviously, he hasn't even played a game yet, so you're looking at least probably 2 to 3 months down the road before you see the first game worn card. But his first autograph card in a Jets uniform, depending on the brand and depending on how the card looks, that's going to be a very hot card in the beginning, and it probably will be a very collectible card in the future because people will recognize that as one of the first or the first Brett Favre autograph card in a Jets uniform. So keep that in mind, and it will also be interesting to see how some of his memorabilia with the Packers, I'm sure a lot of his UDA stuff and things like that on full footballs and full jerseys and Green Bay helmets and things like that, those will suffer just a little bit. But, you know, again, like I think I said before, Joe Montana UDA pieces on Chiefs or Niners do fairly well today, and I don't think there's too much of a difference. So as time goes on, it'll even out, and people will forgive Brett or forgive the Packers for shipping them off to New York. So I think it'll be pretty interesting. And being in New York, there's a lot of Jets fans, and it's not like he went to Tampa Bay or a team like that that's a little bit smaller market. New York's as big as market as you get. So, you know, we'll see what happens. It's good for Brett. It's good for the NFL. I hope that both teams do well. But if they don't, boy, it's going to be, especially if the Packers don't do well, it's going to do a lot of things for Aaron Rodgers' cards, and a lot of people are going to be pissed at Green Bay management. So, but anyways, let's move on to another topic that's been beaten over the death by ESPN and Fox and all those networks. They beat that story over the head until it's dry. So let's go ahead on to a little bit of sports cards news. First things first is 08, Donruss Threads Football came out very recently, and I highly suggest, I know, again, I've said this like 10 times, we said this on a previous show, but Donruss Threads Football comes out at about the $75-$80 box range, and I encourage you to just type in 06 and 07 Donruss Threads box and see what they go for. I think 06 wholesale is like 120, and I think 07 is probably maybe not quite that high, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood, I'm sure. So boxes of this stuff usually sell after it starts drying up in the $80 to $90 to $100 range. So it's a product that if you really like football and you like the design and maybe you want to pull one of those cool Letterman patch rookies, it's better to scoop up a box early of this stuff because it does dry up quick. And when those Letterman patches hit eBay, because like a Letterman McFadden or a Letterman Matt Ryan, those are going to sell well over $100. And if you can buy a box for $100 and there's two or three or four rookies or however many rookies are in there that are selling for over $100, that box price is going to shoot up quick. And my guess is those Letterman rookies will be selling $150, $200, maybe even $300 for some of the more rare ones or some of the better ones. So want to keep that in mind. That's a box that just came out. And on the horizon, Bowman Chrome Baseball. Now, we'll have a show probably just based on Bowman Chrome, this year's Bowman Chrome Baseball, which is scheduled to release, I think, in a few days. I think it just got pushed back a couple days. So you'll want to check that on a website and see what the deal is. But we'll cover that. But you know, that's another product that's probably better off bought early. Although this year, there's a new product called Razer that has signed a lot of the top picks and has maybe taken away some of the luster out of this year's Bowman Chrome. But this year's Bowman is selling fairly well, and it really hasn't dropped too much in price, so it's something you want to check out. Another bit of hobby news is I saw the top sign Babe Ruth, and I think Upper Deck has had, Upper Deck and Donruss, I think, has had their swings at Babe Ruth. Well, now Topps has signed Babe Ruth, and normally Upper Deck tends to be the leader in terms of these vintage players, but with Topps, Topps has Mickey Mantle, they have Babe Ruth, they have Jackie Robinson, they have Cy Young, they have Ty Cobb, they have all these really cool old baseball players, and I can anticipate Topps having some of the better legendary products. Now, traditionally, SP Legendary Cuts is a very big product for Upper Deck, but now it's not going to have Mantle, it's not going to have Ruth, it's not going to have Jackie Robinson, it's not going to have a lot of really big-time players, so I looked at maybe that product. It may have already slipped a little bit in people's minds because it is really tough to pull a cut autograph, but maybe some of this top products that come out later this year and into next that's going to have Ruth and Mantle and Jackie Robinson and a bunch of other guys, you're going to want to check that out. So see what Topps puts out. It may be that, you know, it's the first time Topps has had Babe Ruth cards in a while or maybe even forever. So you'll want to check that out. That's a very interesting piece. They have a very good lineup of vintage players now. Another thing I want to shout out, and this is toot my own horn, but a couple shows ago, I shouted out Pablo Sandoval of the Giants. And you want to go back a few episodes. It might have been show number 5. I have no idea. I'm too lazy to check. But and plus, I don't want to go back and listen to my own voice. That's for you guys to do. But Pablo Sandoval of the Giants, I think he's in AA, and he still is. But I was listening to the radio, the Giants Can BR 680. I'll give them a plug because this is where I heard it. I was listening to the radio, and they have the Brian Sabian show. Brian Sabian, I believe, is like the general manager or the president of the Giants, and he handles a lot of the moves. Well, the interviewers that were interviewing him asked him, you know, September's coming up, who's going to get a call up for the Giants? And the only name he mentioned was Pablo Sandoval, and they said they were trying to work him in. He is a catcher, and the Giants have two catchers. They have Benji Molina, who's having a pretty decent year, and then they have, I think, a guy named Steve Holm, who's a younger player, and he's been playing fairly well. He doesn't get to play a lot because Benji does play almost every day. But they want to bring Pablo up, but he is a catcher, and so they don't have much room at catcher. So they say they've been trying him out at first base because the Giants have a young first baseman named John Bowker, who you want to check out and I think has a really good swing. I don't know much about baseball, and I don't really know much about mechanics of baseball swings, and I don't want to act like I do, but when I see John Bowker swing, he has a really compact swing, and he does hit a lot of home, not a lot of home runs, but he does have a little bit of power. And so I think as he develops and maybe gets a little bit stronger, I really like his swing, and I like that he can really make a lot of contact. And I think as he learns as he's a hitter, John Bowker is someone you want to check out on the Giants. But, you know, he doesn't hit. I think he's a left-hander. I don't think he hits left-handed hitting well. And Pablo, as you remember, is a switch-hitting catcher. So they've been working him out at first base, and they think he's comparable enough to play at first base. So he's going to get some shots at first base when there's a left-hander on hill, and then he'll get some shots behind home plate. So I would almost guarantee you, as long as Pablo doesn't get hurt and as long as he doesn't struggle too much, as long as he's in that 280-290 range, he's going to get a call-up because the Giants are looking. If the Giants GM is talking about him, you've got a good shot at pulling him. And, you know, like I said, I've pulled up some of his cards last week on the Bay. I think I got 10 Bowman Chrome rookies for about $6 delivered, and I got a Bowman with a little jersey piece in it for about $4 delivered. So his cards are still really cheap, and similar cards of those players sell for about, you know, about double that. You can get a, you know, a decent Bowman Chrome of a decent player for about $4 or $5. So obviously if you only bought one, you stand to only make maybe $2 or $3 if they go up. But if you happen to get 10 or 15 or 20 or more, you know, a $2 jump in each one, if you have 20, all of a sudden you're looking at $40 or $50, things like that. So you want to, you know, you want to keep that in mind. Another very interesting story. This comes from an emailer, and it's from our boy Mike in Indiana. And he sent me an email, and I've talked to him quite a bit. Well, he shouted me out a prospect. He was like, man, and I don't know how to say this guy's last name either. I'm not a pronunciation expert, but sent me an email, and he was like, yeah, I've been checking out this guy. He's in the AA. His name is Luis Montanez. And that name totally struck a chord with me. I was like, oh, yeah, I know who that is. And I just wanted to go back and make sure I remember who it was. But it was actually a guy that was drafted in 2000, number three by the Cubs. And if you're a little bit older collector, if you're like me, that I collected a ton back then. I was working in a card shop. eBay was just getting going right around then. I was collecting a ton. And I remember this Luis kid. He was on fire because he was the number one pick or the three pick in the draft, but he was the Cubs' number one draft pick. And that's a huge deal. Anyone who the Cubs draft or the Yankees draft real high are all automatically going to be one of the elite players to collect. And I remember his cards being very valuable at the time for a guy that was, I think, only maybe 17 or 18 years old. So I remember hitting a few of his cards, and I think I ended up selling them on eBay. But I never heard of him in the major leagues. I never heard of him. And honestly, when Mike emailed me, this was the first I had heard from him in a long time. And I was like, oh, cool, he's doing really well in AA. So I went to Google and did a search for his last name and looked at news reports. Well, sure enough, Mike had emailed me the day before. Well, I checked it the day after, and somebody for the Orioles, forgive me for not remembering, but somebody for the Orioles got injured. And this guy, Adam Jones, I actually think got injured, and he got put on the 15-day DL. Well, it got a spot for Luis, and he got called up. So it was funny. Mike emailed me the day before, said, check this guy out. Well, sure enough, next day he's in the freaking big league. So that's pretty cool. And the second coolest thing was he actually, in his first at-bat, hit a freaking home run. So this guy, in his first major league at-bat, he's been in the minor leagues for close to 8 years, I guess, now. He finally got his first major league at-bat, and he popped a home run. So I thought that was really cool. And who knows? It's very, you know, this kind of player, calling him a quote-unquote prospect is tough because he is probably 26, 27 years old now. Now, that's not old. That's not old by any means. But in baseball, really, you're looking your best years are probably 25 to 35. So if you've already missed some of those years and you're just getting called up, not to say that people that do that don't get collected. Josh Hamilton, obviously, we've talked about him, obviously, before, but his rookie cards, I think, were out of either 2000 or 2001. And he had a rough stretch where, you know, he went through some problems. But, you know, if you come up and you play, you know, I don't think Luis will play as well as Josh Hamilton will, but maybe he will. And look at Josh Hamilton's cards. They've gone up year after the last 2 years, because I bought some of his cards early on and then sold them, and I kind of wish I would have held on to them for this year because they've actually doubled since then. So it's something that if you really bought them early on, you would have saved a lot of money and you would have made a lot of money probably. So Luis, I don't know if you could call him really a big-time prospect because he is a little bit older and he does have some history. These guys with history, there's a lot of collectors that might be bitter on him or may have just forgotten about him and don't really want to go back to him. And plus, there's a lot of 18- or 19-year-olds out now that you can collect. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll really be how he plays because he doesn't really play on that great of a team. I know the Orioles are struggling a little bit this year, but they do have a lot of collectors. So if he happens to play well, and I do anticipate him playing the rest of the season on their roster, as long as he plays fairly well and as long as he doesn't get injured or something like that, because Adam Jones is going to be out at least 15 days, and that puts you almost to the end of September, and so he may see a couple weeks where he's back down in the minors. But if he played well enough in the bigs, or if he plays well in the minors for those 2 weeks, he'll get that September call up because, you know, if they call him up now, they were probably going to call him up in September. So I would look for him to be in the major leagues for the rest of the year. And all his stuff is from 2000, and he has, a couple on-card autograph rookies that are actually pretty nice, and he has a Bowman Chrome and things like that. All can be had. You know, I checked his prices yesterday, even after the home run and stuff. His prices are still under $5 for most of his cards, and you get a lot of cards for, you know, $7 or $8 for maybe 10 or 12 cards of his. So still can be really cheap, and, you know, you just want to remember it's really going to be based on how he plays because he's not 21 years old. He cannot come to the bigs and bat 280 with average power. That's not going to make your cards go up because he's 27, and there's plenty of 27-year-olds that are batting 280 with a little bit of power. But if he bats in that 300 range and he hits home runs and he looks like the player everybody thought he was about 7 or 8 years ago, then yes, his cards will go up. You know, Josh Hamilton is a good example. And there's quite a, you know, I thought of one the other day, but it slipped my mind. Obviously, now that I'm pushed the record button, it slips my mind. But you know what? That's about it that I have for the news and kind of a little bit of hobby news. When we come back, you know, I have no idea what we're going to talk about. So I'm going to keep it a mystery. I'm going to think about it for 5 or 6 minutes. I'm going to break you out with a little bit of music. And when we come back, it's going to be a mystery topic. And we're going to talk about that next.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money.
Hey, faded. What's up? We're back. Sorry, not having a topic. You know, I had all these baseball stories and those kind of things, like from the Favre to Babe Ruth getting signed with Topps and Donner Sreds coming out and Luis Montanez, you know, Mike shouting him out for me. Didn't really have a topic today, and I don't know if I actually thought of one. But one thing I do want to mention is I was watching preseason football the other day, and you guys probably watched it. It was the Thursday night game that I think was on just the other night. And for the New Orleans Saints, Robert Meacham, he's a wide receiver that didn't get to play last year. He was a rookie last year, but I think he had some kind of injury, and he didn't play that much. Well, I heard on the telecast that they were saying he worked out quite a bit this offseason, got in really good shape, and was like working out with a teammate, and everybody's pretty high on Robert Meacham. So, you know, his cards probably weren't collected a lot last season because he was hurt. So you want to check him out. He's actually, you know, quote unquote a rookie this year. Didn't get to play. Same with Jamarcus Russell. I think, you know, I don't think Jamarcus Russell took, well, maybe Jamarcus Russell isn't a rookie anymore. I think he might have taken enough snaps to be considered a rookie. But Robert Meacham didn't get to take snaps, so he is technically a rookie in his second season. And it's somebody you want to check out because the New Orleans Saints, I think they have quite a few weapons on offense. At least they have Jeremy Shockey now. They have Reggie Bush. Drew Brees is always capable of putting up at least decent numbers, and sometimes he has really good games and really good seasons. And, you know, New Orleans actually upgraded on defense quite a bit, too. I think they got Cedric Ellis, I want to say, in the draft, and I think they signed Jonathan Vilma, or they traded for Jonathan Vilma, who was a fairly capable linebacker from the Jets. So, you know, it's someone you want to check on. His last name spelled Meacham. Robert Meacham. Check him out. I bet his cards aren't too much. Some of his higher-end premium stuff might be, you know, under $20, but some of his just base rookie cards or even some autographed stuff you could probably have for less than $5 or $6. And he's somebody that, you know, his teammates were talking about, and it seemed like he's in really good shape and he's ready to go. So we'll see. It's big-time sleeper, and I wouldn't draft him on your fantasy team, and I wouldn't go spend a ton of money on him. But if you're a Saints fan, or if, you know, you believe in what I'm saying, which I don't know how you would, you know, I would pick up Robert Meacham. So just a little bit of a shout out there. I'm sure you guys heard it on the telecast if you guys are watching anyways. But that's about it for today. We're at about the 20-something minute mark. And like I said, I want to keep these fairly short and to the point. Last thing I want to shout out for you, I do have a website. And I know I say the show is sponsored by NorCalSportsShop.com. That is my own personal website, and until somebody wants to shell over just a little bit of money to sponsor the show, we're going to be sponsored by my own sports card show. So I just wanted to shout you out. I set up a discount code for anybody that listens to the show and may want to check out my website. I don't have a whole lot on there. I've had the website and the domain for a while, but it's always taken me a lot of time. I do all the design and all the scanning and all the listing, all that's done by me, and I don't have anybody that works for me to do any of those kind of things. So I'm a little slow on updating it. I do try to hit it up at least twice a week and sometimes a little bit more than that. Basically listing lower-end jersey cards and maybe lower-end rookies and autographs. I haven't gotten to the high-end stuff yet, only because, one, I don't really have a lot of high-end cards because I sell them on eBay or I sell them almost as fast as I get them. But I will start adding a little bit more higher-end stuff, and by the end of the year, we will start listing our boxes and stuff. It's just, with my store, inventory turns over so quickly, and because sometimes I'm not up there working, if things do get sold and then I happen to have them on my website and they get sold, I feel bad for, you know, telling somebody I'm, you know, sold out of that product. So I only list things on my website that I keep off to the side and I will have in stock, and, you know, I won't sell out of on a certain given day or 2 days at the store. So look for those kind of things in the future, but I wanted to shout you guys out. I got a discount code. If you do happen to go there and visit, again, we're talking about NorCalSportsShop.com, NorCalSportShop, NorCalSportShop.com. If you want to check it out, check out. I got a lot of single cards on there. I'm starting to add more of my memorabilia and more of my clothing and hats and things like that. And those are all things that'll take a little bit of time. But keep checking me out as you listen to this show. Maybe visit me and see how things are going. But if you find anything you like and you go through the checkout, there should be a place where you can enter a discount code. And if you enter the discount code SHOW, all lowercase, S-H-O-W, just enter that in and you'll get 10% off. I have free shipping to anywhere in the United States. So if you live in the United States, the price you see on there is the price you're going to pay. And I have plenty of jersey cards. I think I have, you know, at least 40 or 50 cards on there, less than $5. So you can jump on there with, you know, $5 in your PayPal account and get something $5 delivered. And, you know, check it out. I've got a lot of cards under $10. Most of the cards I have on there right now are under $10. And I'll be adding a little bit higher end stuff as, you know, if it doesn't sell in my store for a while, I'm just going to pull it out of there and, you know, put it in a box and keep it off to the side and have that just for my website. So I'll have a little bit more premium stuff, and I'm going to have a little section on there that are things I'm looking to trade, maybe sell too, but I'm more looking to trade the cards, and maybe trying to get some people involved in that. So check my site out, NorCalSportShop.com. No two S's. It's not sports shop, although someone will probably beat me to it. I need to go register both domains so I can just redirect people to one site. But that's my own thing to do. I got to worry about that myself. But anyway, that's about it for today. Visit NorCalSportsShop.com. Enter the discount code SHOW for 10% off. I'll be shouting that out to you guys. Check out my website. Send me some feedback on it. If there's some things you don't like about my website, some things that don't work. I know the search function doesn't work in my given store, but that's actually my web hoster's problem. And they said by August, the end of August or early September, they were going to have that fixed, and it's actually going to be better this time. So my website will improve. I'm with Pro Stores, which is an eBay company, and they're still fairly new. I really like their software, and affordability-wise, it's only costing me about $20 a month to run that site. And for other, you know, obviously you can go free and things like that with your websites, but it's very cool. I can list products very easily, and it organizes it all for me. And for, I've done web design for other companies, and it's usually $50 to $100 a month for those kind of capabilities. So it's actually a decent price, and I'm kind of giving them a plug here. But for most of you out there, unless you have a full business and you're doing those kind of things, I wouldn't recommend Pro Stores. It's actually too pricey for your needs. But if you do have a company, or if you do a little bit of web design and stuff like that, send me some ideas. Send me, I'm always looking for new things for web design. I've worked with only a handful of companies because I've only worked for maybe three or four other web design places doing web designs for other companies. So I've been limited to my exposure, but to me, Pro Stores isn't bad, and it's gotten a lot better since it first started. So that's what I like to see. It always improves. It allows me, I know a lot about Flash and a lot about using Adobe and Macromedia products. So I can actually integrate those products in there a little bit more. But that's all on a side tangent. Thanks for listening, guys. Tune into my next show. Again, I had no topic for this show, and who knows, maybe we don't need a topic. Maybe you guys like me rambling on, and maybe you don't. If you don't, send me an email, sportscardshow@gmail.com. Send me an email. Lots of you do. On our next show, for sure, you can guarantee you, show number 10, I'm going to announce our contest for this month. And it'll probably run into a little bit of September. I'll probably run like about a four-week contest. And I already know what I'm going to make you guys do to earn your entries into the contest. It's not going to cost you any money. It might cost you a little bit of time, but it's going to help the show out. It's going to help promote the show out. And it's also going to get your name entered into a contest. And we'll come up with some prizes. Maybe our first one's going to maybe be some single cards and stuff like that. But as we go on, we'll do some unopened boxes as our contest giveaway and maybe some more lucrative prizes. And again, I said I was going to do box breaks, and we're definitely going to do box breaks, probably starting in September. I'm working on some technical things and making sure we can do them and they go over clearly. I don't want a really low quality box break. If I'm going to do a video podcast, I want it to be fairly high quality. So we're going to make sure, I'm going to make sure I've got all my P's and Q's and T's crossed on my end. But we will have some box breaks, and maybe if we pull some things out of those, those will go right into the contest closet. So we'll be opening up the prize closet on the next show. Make sure you check it out. Make sure I've got a couple of assignments for you to get entered into these contests. Make sure you do them in the time allowed, and you will be entered. And remember, some of my first emailers, Chris, Nat, Mike, all of you know who you are. You're going to get, I'm going to give them a couple free entries just for being some of the first to contact me. And if you get in touch with me in the next day or so, we'll see. But maybe I'll give you a few extra names too. But that'll all be next time. But thanks again for tuning in. We'll see you then. Hope you guys have a good time on eBay, a good time on the forums, and a good time collecting. Until then, take it easy.